It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Cantaland Radio. Cantaland Radio.
Me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Now stepping up to the mic, it's Johnny Kane.
The rain has subsided, and we are ready for Legion Baseball, Northeast Kansas League doubleheader tonight, as it's about the Raptors play host to Doniphan County. Welcome to the broadcast. Alongside Kirk Hillman taking care of us back at the studios, I am Johnny Kane, and our matchup tonight, Doniphan County, 9-8 overall, Sabatha 18-4 on this season. Doniphan County, they're running a hot streak. They have won five consecutive games, including a sweep of Corning, 10-6 and 9-4. And also a sweep of Marysville, 14-6 and 7-6. And they also have a win over Fall City as well thrown in there for their five-game win streak. Sabatha, meanwhile, they have been real pretty good all season long. They are 18-4 overall, 9-3 in the Northeast Kansas League. And if Sabatha wins one of these games tonight, they will be the champions of the East Division of the Northeast Kansas League, which also features Hiawatha and Doniphan County. So our matchup tonight, Sabatha and Doniphan County. Let's take a quick 30-second timeout. We'll come back. We'll get to the starting lineup and throw the first pitch here on the MSD Sports Radio Network.
You already know us as the best place to bank.
Hey, I'm
GN Bank is
terribly.
Also the best place to borrow.
As soon as I
buying
went on,
a home
and some
to personal and
awful.
Small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at
Kurt,
the center of what
there?
We do. We're customer-centered.
Yep,
that's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to
you.
GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow.
Yeah, I know. I hear
GN
you.
GN Bank
now.
In Hiawatha, Fulton,
Portland,
and Wetmore. Come see us.
Oh, me, it was really hard. I was trying to adjust.
GN-Bank.com.
You're going to have to let me know. Let me know. I mean, you were just...
103.9.
That's probably why.
KNZA.
Okay, that's fine. Welcome back to Somerset Park in Sabatha. We're just about set to throw the first pitch between Sabatha and Doniphan County. DC's lineup looks like this. Charlie Grable will lead things off. He's the shortstop. Hitting second is the center fielder, Trent Spiker. Batting third will be the left fielder, Cale Hamilton. Batting cleanup is going to be the third baseman, Kobe Davis. We'll go through the rest of the starting lineup here as this first inning rolls along. So with that, Charlie Grable will dig in from the left side. First pitch from Josh Sherman is a fastball low and away for ball one. Josh Sherman making his fifth appearance of the year is fourth start. He is 2-0, thrown 15 innings and has an ERA of just 2.33. He's been pretty good this year. He's only given up 5 earned runs in those 15 innings. 2-0 the count on Charlie Grable of Doniphan County, again batting from the left side. Fastball paints the inside edge for a strike, and it's 2-1. Grable on the year, 267 hitter. 2-1 is bounced in. Grable with 10 RBIs on the year. He scored 17 runs, walked 10 times. Got 12 hits and 45 at bat. Now the 3-1. There's a swing and a miss by Grable, and that'll move the count full. Urban the righty back into the windup. Here's the payoff, and there's a swing and a foul off by Grable. Just got a piece of the breaking ball, but he stays alive at 3-2. And again, the payoff pitch from Herman. Fastball, low and away, ball four. So it's good. Start for Doniphan County and Charlie Grable. He earns the walk. That is his 11th of the season, which is second on the team. That'll bring up Trent Spiker. Spiker, the center fielder for Doniphan County today, He's had a heck of a season so far. 5.10 average, 25 hits, which is far and away the team lead in 49 at-bats. He has 17 RBIs, which is second on the team. And he has scored 17 runs. He's just tied for the team lead. Biker bats from the right side. Able, not a big stolen base threat at first base for D.C. He is going to take off and run. Here's a throw down to second base. It is not in time. It actually clips Grable in his foot. It goes into shallow center field, but Marcus Baumann is there, the backup, to play in center to hold Charlie Grable at second base, but it is a stolen bag for Charlie. Now the 1-1 pitch to Trent Spiker is high. In Donovan County, 9-8 on the year. They have won 5 consecutive games. Really 5 games ago when they played Sabatha last and split with Sabatha up in D.C. That is when they kind of shuffled the lineup up a little bit, and it has proved to be big. Grable, a decent lead on his second. Now the 3-1 to Spiker, and he takes a big hack, but he comes up empty, and that'll move the count full 3-2. So the first two batters have gone 3-2 against Herman. Looking for a big strikeout in the top of the first inning. Herman checks on Grable on his second, now brings the payoff. The breaking ball that Spiker just sticks his bat out, gets a piece of it, and fouls it back to the screen to stay alive. And the 3-2 again. High bouncer to the third baseman, Arga Bright. He'll step, throw in plenty of time. And now a throw over to third, and Grable is able to slide in safely, but Spiker is out on the ground now, 5-3. Grable does move up, so if anything, Spiker does move Grable up to third base with less than 2 outs. So now Cale Hamilton will have an RBI opportunity. He's been great this year. He's had a really good season. Even better than Spiker, 5.56 average, 20 hits and 36 at bats, 21 RBIs, which is the team lead, 5 home runs. He'll sky a ball into center field and deep. It's going to roll all the way over the head of Baumann into the fence. Grable will score easily. Hamilton will trot into second base. He's going to round second. He's going to try for 3. Here's the throw to third base. It is not in time. It is a RBI triple for Cale Hamilton, and Donovan County takes a 1-0 lead. For Hamilton, that is his 22nd RBI on the year and his first triple. And now that'll bring up Kobe Davis for the first time. Kobe, the third baseman for D.C. today. First pitch from Herman is low for ball 1. Davis, 5.36 average, 15 hits and 28 at bats. He has 10 RBIs and he has scored 13 runs. Bats on the right side, and now another fastball from Herman is low. It's going to get past the catcher Renier, and they'll score Hamilton from third base. So Donovan County is going to take a 2-0 lead here in the top of the first inning. That'll be a passed ball credited to Renier. We'll take a look at the Sabatha defense after this next pitch to Kobe Davis, who has a 2-0 count against it. And the pitch from Herman. Swing and a miss, 2-1. Darren Funk is the left fielder for Sabatha. Baumann in center. Shane Fry is in right. Braden Argerbrine is the third baseman. Chase Fry is the shortstop. Nathan Voos is at second. Christian McAfee at first. Jonathan Renier, this battery make for Josh Herman. And the 2-1. Fastball low. 3 of the first 4 batters that Herman has faced have gone to 3 balls in the count. Another hitter's count for Kobe Davis. Here's the 3-1. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Hummer has had a 3-1 count against three of the first four hitters, and he has thrown a breaking ball in each of those counts. And again, the payoff. There's a swing and a miss by Davis. Did he get a piece of it? He did. He was able to just stick his bat out. That was a ball that was going to be ball four, well in the left-handed batter's box, but he was able to somehow get the end of his bat out on it and get a piece of it to stay alive. In the 3-2. Breaking ball, swung on and missed. Down goes Davis. That'll be the first strikeout for Josh Herman in the second out of the inning. Now 2 away. Here's Cole Franken for the first time. He's the catcher for Donovan County today. Franken, a .375 average, 15 hits and 40 at bat. He has 11 RBIs, which is tied for third on the team. That's on the right side, and the first pitch curveball's in for strike one. Virtually no wind here tonight at Somerset Park. It's a beautiful night for baseball. Temperature just under 80 degrees. There was a slight rain shower earlier. Here's a bouncing ball to the shortstop, Chase Fry. He'll step throw short, but it's dug out by the first baseman, McAfee, on a really good play by the first baseman, for Sabatha, and that'll retire the side. But Donovan County gets two out of the bottom of inning number one. It's 2-0 D.C. Sabatha coming up, and we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so Gibbs in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
Would you agree that it is the responsibility of a quality body shop to stay up to date and trained in the latest technology? At Moral Collision Repair, we believe that is not only our responsibility, but it's our obligation as well. The Ford F-150's fully aluminum body provides a perfect example of new technology in our industry. Currently, Moral Collision Repair is the only repair shop in the area with the proper training and equipment to deliver a repair you can be confident in.
KNZA.
Bottom of the first inning, 2-0 lead for Donovan County. Johnny came back with you here at Somerset Park in Sabatha. Let's take a look at Sabatha's lineup. Leading things off will be Marcus Bauman. He's a center fielder. Batting second is a left fielder, Darren Frost. Hitting third is the third baseman, Braden Orgebright. Batting cleanup is the pitcher, Josh Herman. Batting fifth, right fielder, Shane Fry. Hitting sixth is the catcher, Jonathan Renier. Batting seventh is the first baseman, Christian McAfee. Hitting eighth is the shortstop, Chase Fry, and batting ninth is the second baseman, Nathan Vos. He's facing Connor Hayes of Donovan County. Hayes will be making his sixth appearance of the year. He's thrown 20 2/3 innings, a 1-0 record, and just a 1.01 earned run average. He's only given up 3 earned runs in those 20 2/3 innings. His defense has let him down in a lot of his starts. He has given up 11 runs total and 13 total hits. Here's Marcus Bauman to lead things off for Sabatha. Righty-on-righty matchup, and the first pitch breaking ball is bounced in for ball one. Bauman, .385 average this year, 25 hits, 11 RBIs. Now another fastball is low and in the dirt, and it is 2-0. Another ball low, and it's now 3-0 on the leadoff hitter for Sabatha. Bauman has scored 21 runs from his leadoff spot, which is tied for second on the team. Now the 3-0 is another breaking ball. This time it catches the corner at the knees for strike one. Hayes is a guy that will work very quickly, and now it's 3-1. It's lined back up the box. It's going to be under the glove of the second baseman, Weber, and he'll go into right center field for a base hit. It was going to be a really tough play for Weber. I don't think he had a chance, even if he would have fielded that baseball. So it will be a hit leadoff hit for Bauman. That'll bring up Darren Funk. He'll bat from the left side, .356 hitter. 21 hits and 59 at bat, 12 RBIs. The first pitch breaking ball from Hayes is in on the outside edge for strike one. There goes Bauman. Here's a throw down to second base. It is not in time. And there safely is Bauman with a stolen bag. And for Marcus, that is stolen base number 9 on the season. So 1-1 the count on Darren Funk of your runner at second base. As Sonata looks to try to get back a couple of runs they gave up in the top of the first inning. Breaking ball is low, and it's 2-1 on Funk. Gail Hamilton's in left field for Dauphin County. Spiker in center. Fumbler, Gavin Fumbler is in right. Sophie Davis at third. The shortstop is Charlie Grable. Griffin Weber at second base. Brock Studer at first. And Cole Franken is the battery mate for Connor Hayes. 2-2 the count on Darren Funk. The runner at second base. Nobody out. Bottom of the first inning. 2-0 Dauphin County. There's a breaking ball. Bounce to the right side of the first baseman Studer. He'll go to the bag itself. But Funk does his job. Gets the runner over from second base with less than two outs. And now an RBI opportunity for Braden Argebright. Argebright is the second best average on the team, 435. 20 hits, 17 RBIs is second on the team. First pitch is low and inside for ball one. Argebright playing third base today, but he has not played the field a ton this year. He's been dealing with some shoulder issues, not been allowing him to be able to pitch, which is a huge loss for Sabatha because he was one of the best pitchers that Sabatha's had in the last couple of years. He continues to be one of the best hitters on the team as he's been the last couple of years as well. It's a 2-0. Fastball outside. Hayes struggling with this command a little bit here early in this first inning. It went to three balls against Bauman. Now three balls against Argebright. There's a fastball down the middle. That'll move the count to 3-1. Now fastball is bounced in. It's going to get away from the catcher Franken. That's going to score Bauman. It'll be a walk for Argebright. Bauman's going to come down to score, and that makes it a 2-1 ball game. So Bauman scores for the 22nd time this year, and Argebright walks for the 13th time. That'll bring up Josh Irman, the pitcher. Argebright's going to try to steal the ball. He's going to get away from the catcher, Franken. Now Argebright's going to take a big turn at second. He's going to try for three. Here's the throw down to third. It's not in time. The aggressive base running by Braden Argebright gives Sabatha another runner at third base. With less than two outs, I think they're going to call interference anyways because Argebright rounded second and ran into the shortstop Grable. But Argebright moves all the way to third. And he'll be 90 feet away from tying this game. An RBI opportunity from Herman and a chance to help his own cause. Here's a line drive. A base hit right center field. So Herman comes through with a base hit. He's going to round first. He'll stop there. That's an RBI single for Josh Herman, and we're tied at two here in the first inning. So Argebright comes around to score for Herman. That is RBI number 22 on the year as that continues to lead the team. That'll bring up the left-handed hitting Shane Fry. He's the right fielder for Sabatha today. Harmon is a stolen base threat. There he goes. It's going to be a ball into the dirt and no chance for Franken to throw him out. So Herman will be at second base with a stolen base. Now an RBI opportunity for Shane Fry. 1-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Fry ducking out of the way of that breaking ball that came inside and then just stopped right on the edge of the plate. Here's the 1-2. A swing and a miss by Fry. And that'll be a strikeout. So that'll be the first one for Connor Hayes. And out number two in the inning. Now they'll have a courtesy runner come in for Herman the pitcher. This will be Aiden Lang who will come in to run for Stabetha. So here's Renier now from the right side. Renier, 275 average this year. He only has 40 at-bats, but he's got 11 hits and 6 RBIs. Our score here in the first inning, 2 outs. And the 1-0 is swung on and missed by Renier. Donovan County going to play pretty much straight away in the outfield. Fumler and Wright is very, very deep. There's a good block by Franken. Trying to get to third is Lang, and he'll be in safely. So Spezza with very aggressive base running in this first inning. And so far, it has proved to be big. But now Lang is at third base. And a chance to give Stabetha a lead is just 90 feet away. Which is big because there's already been 2 runs scored. A ball that have gotten by Franken. There's a fastball in there for a strike, and it's 2-2 on Renier. Big pitch coming up here for Hayes. Upset in the 2-2. Curveball just misses a little bit high and away, and that'll move the count full to 3-2. Now the payoff. Swing and a miss. Down goes Renier. So Hayes gets the strikeout. He preserves a tie game after one inning of play. We'll head to inning number 2. 2-2 our score. Coming back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experience, people.
KNZA.
Sort of the second inning, 2-2 our score. Donovan County will have 6-7-8 coming up. Studer, Fumler, and Hayes. And when it gets on, Griffin Weber will bat. So both teams played 2 runs in their respective half innings. Mentioned that Donovan County on a little bit of a hot streak. They've won 5 consecutive games. Stabetha has won 3 in a row. Swept Hiawatha on Sunday. Split with Seneca last week. Now here's Brock Sturter to lead off the top of the second inning for D.C. There's a big cut in the miss. It is 0-1. All ball's going to get by the catcher, Renier. That'll even the count 1-1. Look at things for Stabetha. They have outscored their opponents this year, 163-84. Big time in the first inning. They have outscored their opponents 47-22 in the first inning. They did exactly what they normally do, score in the first inning, but Donovan County was able to put a couple runs in their top half of the first. Here's the 2-0 to Studer. Bouncing ball hit back up the middle. A high jump by the pitcher Herman. He'll pull it down, throw it over to first, and retire Brock Studer. But a good athletic play by the pitcher Josh Herman for out number one. Herman on top of that mound just skied. It looked like he was 3 feet off the ground when he made that grab. A really good play for out number one. It's probably a good thing he did because that was such a high bouncing ball. It was going to be a tough play for Chase Fry, the shortstop, to have enough time to catch the baseball and then throw out Studer. But nonetheless, it's out number one, and now here is Gavin Fumler. One of the count, and now a fastball nearly hits Fumler in the head, but he ducks out of the way, and it's 2-0. Fumler, 421 average. He's got 16 hits and 38 at-bats. 11 RBIs. He has scored 8 runs as well. Now the 2-0. Pulled away in the left-handed batter's box and actually all the way to the backstop, so it's now 3-0 on Fumler. Jonathan County scored their 2 runs in the first inning thanks to just 1 hit. Swinging on 3-0 is Fumler, and he sends a rocket down the third base line, but it's foul. First inning, D.C. got a leadoff walk by Grable. Spiker was able to get him to third after he stole a bag. Then Kill Hamilton tripled Grable home. Hamilton came down to score on a wild pitch. 3-2 the count to Gavin Fumler. Herman to the windup. Here's his payoff. The fastball is spiked to the left-handed batter's box. It's actually going to get all the way to the backstop. But Fumler is on with one away. That is the second walk issued by Herman. And now here's Connor Hayes. Hayes has struggled from the plate this year. He's only gotten 20 at-bats, though. He has just a couple of hits and a couple of RBIs. He has scored 6 runs. He has walked 14 times, which is the team lead by a lot. First pitch from Herman is a fastball at the knees for a strike. Fumler does have good speed at first. So he is a threat to steal, not running, and a fastball catches the inside edge for a strike, and it's 0-2 on Hayes. Fumler with 4 stolen bases this year. He's not been caught in his 4 attempts. There he goes on the 0-2. Low for a ball, and he will be into second base with a stolen bag. Tried a head first dive, and he almost got caught up and didn't quite make it all the way to second base, but he's in safely. He is now in scoring position for Hayes, who has a 1-2 count against him. Herman comes set, takes a look back at Fumler at second. Nobody covers him, so he takes an extra step. And now Hayes just has to get a piece of a fastball on the outside edge and foul it back to the screen to stay alive. Herman again comes set, wait. The 1-2 is popped up, but that'll get back and out of play. Hayes continues to battle away with 2 strikes. Hayes, if anything, right now is just looking to put the ball in play. Both teams today only have 10 guys. There's a breaking ball in there for a called strike 3. Second strikeout of the day for Josh Herman, and a big one for out number 2. And now we'll bring up the 9-hole hitter, Griffin Weber, for the first time. Weber with a 120 average coming into this game, 3 hits and 25 at-bats. He'll bat from the right side. He does have a couple of RBIs, and he has scored a couple runs. First pitch from Herman is low for ball 1. Fumler the runner at second, 2 away, top of the second inning, 2-2 our score. There's a high fly ball into right center field, giving chase to the right fielder Fry, but it's going to roll past him and all the way to the track. Fumler will come around to score. Weber, with great speed, will easily make it into third base with a triple, and it's an RBI triple for Griffin Weber, and Doniphan County takes a 3-2 lead. So Weber comes through, and he picks up just his third RBI of the season. Take that back, his fourth RBI of the year, and DC takes a one-run lead. Good job by Weber to take that ball exactly where it was pitched and drill it into right center field. Weber got all of that because, I mean, that was way over the head of Fry, who was playing fairly deep in right field. Center fielder Bauman, he's playing fairly shallow. 381 to dead center, 361 in the alley. Here's Charlie Grable now with a runner at third. Big cut in the first inning, also stole a bag. Now he's looking to come through for Doniphan County with two outs on the top of the second. Herman into the windup, his 0-2. Fastball low and outside, that's stopped by Renier. Good job by keeping it in front of it. Weber has great speed down at third base. And the 1-2 pitch. Half ball high and inside. DC has scored three runs on just two hits. Looking for another big one here. Here's a 2-2. Bouncing ball to the right side. It's going to be a tough play for the first baseman, McAfee. He'll throw to first. It's not in time. And it'll be an infield single, and scoring a run is Weber. It was a tough play. The first baseman, McAfee, ranged to his right, and he was so far off the bat that he had no chance to win the race. And Herman didn't get a good jump off the mound. And Grable, who runs pretty well, is able to beat it out for an infield single and to pick up an RBI, and it's now 4-2, Doniphan County lead. But one of those balls was just kind of hitting a no-man's land. McAfee could do it all over again. He probably would just leave it for his second baseman, Nathan Booth. But nonetheless, it is an RBI for Grable, and now here's Trent Spiker with two away and a runner at first. 4-2, Doniphan County leads. We're on the top of the second inning, and now Spiker is going to ask for time. He's back in the back of his neck like he had a bug crawling on him. So he'll step out, reset, and now dig back in. Spiker rounded out to the third baseman, Arger Bryant, his first time up, and now he's set by a pitch on the inside shoulder. That'll be the third free pass given up by Herman. And now here's the dangerous Cale Hamilton. Hamilton blasted a ball over the center fielder Marcus Bauman, set his first at bat and resulted in an RBI triple. Looking for another big hit here. Hamilton with five home runs on the year. Swing of the first pitch, pop it up, will it stay in play? It is going to be close, and it is going to be dropped by the catcher, Renier. He thought he was too close to the wall, so he kind of backed off it a little bit and then short-armed it, and it dropped in. But a strike one on Cale Hamilton. Alman now is going to back up in center field. He's not going to get beat deep again. Also, the left fielder Funk is playing very deep. In the 0-1. Line drive, base hit left field. Grable's going to round third. He will score easily. It'll be an RBI single for Cale Hamilton at Doniphan County, and now leads 5-2. So Hamilton comes through at the second RBI of this game. DC has played at 3 here in the second inning. Biker moved up to second on that base hit by Hamilton. Cale Hamilton might be making his way towards being our player of the game. There's a bouncing ball hit back up the middle, but it'll be an easy play for Vuce. He'll step on second base to retire the side. But not before Doniphan County plates 3. And at the end of 1.5, it's now 5-2, DC leading here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get rewarded for your Cinex grease purchases with Cinex Summer for Grease cards at Berwick Oil. Earn a $15 Visa gift card for every 4 10-pack or 35-pound pail purchased, or a $50 Visa gift card for every 120-pound keg purchased now until August 14, 2021. Just fill out a redemption form, attach your receipt, and mail it in by September to qualify. See Berwick Oil Company for qualifying products and promotional details. Some exclusions apply. Dependable protection in the toughest conditions. Powered locally. Berwick Oil Company. Online at BerwickOil.com.
Moreland James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, would like to spotlight the Northeast Kansas commercial lending team. David Crawford, market president, has over 29 years banking experience and specializes in production agriculture and cattle financing. I'm Nick Harling, with 24 years of banking experience and specialize in production agriculture and commercial business. We are here for your commercial banking needs and to help you with your financial goals. Please visit a Moreland James location or visit our website at bankbv.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Somerset Park in Sabetha. Johnny came back with you. 5-2 our score. Donovan County leads Sabetha as we head to the bottom of the second inning. Sabetha will have 7-8-9 due up against Connor Hayes of D.C. Donovan County has 5 runs on 4 hits. Sabetha scored their 2 runs on a couple of hits in the first inning. We have a chance to thank a couple of our Legion Baseball sponsors. Highland Community College, start here, go anywhere. Visit them online at highlandcc.edu. Sailor Insurance Service of Sabetha and Hyman Crop and Insurance of Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. KIMCS Trucking of Sabetha, offer great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. Leading off for Sabetha, Christian McAfee will dig in for the first time. He'll bat from the left side against Hayes. Quickly a 2-0 count against McAfee. Hayes works very quickly, and now a fastball misses high and away, and it's 3-0. Hayes struggled with his command in the first inning, but got back-to-back strikeouts to end the threat in the first. There is a fastball low, and that's a leadoff walk quickly to Christian McAfee. Well, that's the second walk issued by Connor Hayes so far. Now here's Chase Fry batting for the first time. Fry bats on the right side as Hayes tries to pick off McAfee and nearly throws it down the line, but his first baseman Suter is able to corral it. This is just the 6th at bat of the year for Chase Fry. He does have a couple of hits. He is looking for his first extra base hit of the year. There's a 1-0. It's a fastball high. 2-0 the count on Chase Fry. Not walked yet this year. Another fastball low, and now 3-0. 7 consecutive misses by Connor Hayes to start the bottom of the second inning. The fastball high, and that's back-to-back walks on 4 pitches by Connor Hayes. And near here is Jeff Spiker out of the first base dugout to come out and have a quick chat with Hayes. He has now walked 3 here in just an inning plus. Also want to thank Ryan Meiniger and the team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. One of our Legion Baseball sponsors here this season. Well, the meeting at the mound is quick. Digging in now is me, Nathan Vuce. Vuce has 32 at-bats this year, 5 hits, 3 RBIs. First pitch breaking ball is in on the outside at the knees for strike one. Now another fastball in for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. So after missing with 8 straight to start the inning, the quick meeting at the mound resulted in back-to-back strikes for Connor Hayes. The fastball low is going to get away from the catcher Franken and go all the way to the backstop, and both runners will move up. McAfee at third is going to take a wide turn, but it'll stop there at third base. Now a couple of RBI opportunities out there for Voos. Got a battle with 2 strikes. He's looking to put the ball in play and pick up an RBI. Breaking ball swung on and missed. A big strikeout for Connor Hayes. That's number 3 on the evening. And a big out number 1 for the righty for Donovan County. So now here's Marcus Bauman. He singled and scored a run in the first inning. First pitch breaking ball from Hayes and misses low and away, and a really good block by Franken to keep it in front. Another 1-0 is a breaker in on the outside for a strike. That breaking ball from Hayes does have a ton of movement on it. Fastball, though, just command has not been there. There's another breaking ball that's hit, hammered into center field. It's going to be deep and over the head of the center fielder, Spiker, and roll all the way to the wall. Both runs for Sabetha are going to score. It's a stand-up 2-RBI double for Sabetha's Marcus Bauman. Now the throw is going to get away from the catcher, Franken, and allow him to move up to third base. But Bauman jolts the breaking ball into center field and picks up a couple of RBIs and makes it a 5-4 ball game. That ball was just tattooed by Bauman. But McAfee and Fry both come around to score. Now with a runner at third base, here's Darren Fox. One out for Sabetha. Fox swings the first pitch, just gets a piece of it, fouls it back to the screen. Fastball high, 1-1 the count on Funk. Sabetha in this inning has taken advantage of 2 free passes by Hayes and then the RBI double, 2 RBI double from Bauman. There's a wild swing and a miss by Funk. He now is down on the count 1-2. Both swings in this at bat for Funk have not looked comfortable. There's a breaking ball that he could barely get the piece of and fouls it back. Bauman at third, he doubled and went to third base on the wild throw to home plate. And 1-2 is lined in the center field for a base hit. So Funk comes through with the RBI single. And we are tied at 5 here in the second inning of play. So both teams mirroring each other in the first couple of innings. Both teams scored 2 in the first, and so far both teams have scored 3 runs here in the second. Now Braden Argabright will come up. First pitch breaking ball is bounced in and handled by Franken. Argabright walked and scored a run in the first inning. Ball's not running. Here's a breaking ball left high. Argabright is a guy that you cannot make a mistake to because he will make you pay, and he can make you pay in a big way. There's a big swing and a miss on a fastball on the outside edge. 2-1 now on Argabright. Argabright does have a couple of home runs this year. There's a pickoff attempt, but back safely is Funk. one out here in the bottom of the second inning. 5-5 our score. Funk off and running. The 2-1 is a fastball on the outside, thrown on the second base, not in time, with another stolen back for Sabetha. This time by Darren Funk. So that is the third stolen base of this game for the Raptors. Now, Parker Bright a chance for the base hit to give Sabetha the lead. As a breaking ball is going to bounce away from the catcher, Franken, and again, it will allow Funk to move up and be 90 feet away from giving the Raptors the lead. Both catchers have struggled tonight with keeping the ball in front of them. And obviously, for Franken, he has had a ton of pitches down low and in the dirt. Now the payoff pitch is a curveball left outside for ball four. So Arterbright will walk and put runners at the corners with one away for Josh Herman. Herman singled in a run in his first at bat. So now a quick pickoff attempt. Arterbright head first dive back safely. Funk at third, Arterbright at first, one away, 5-5 our score. Bessa has played his three runs already in this inning. There goes Arterbright, a breaking ball is in for a strike. They'll throw down to second base, and now coming home and scoring is going to be Funk, and also moving to third, Arterbright. Franken threw down to third, but Kobe Davis scooped it up and then just didn't put down the tag on Arterbright. So he moves all the way to third. Funk comes in to score. That makes it 6-5 in favor of Sabetha. Now a big swing and a foul off by Herman. Just got a piece of it out in front of home plate. So 0-2 the count on Herman. Arterbright at third base. Sabetha has played his four runs so far in this inning. Still just one away. Now the 0-2. Check swing. Did he go around? They're not going to appeal. So 1-2 the count on Herman. In the 2-strike pitch. Breaking ball left high. Already 11 combined runs by these two teams, and we've not even through two full innings. The fastball bounced in that Franken again handled. He has been working hard behind home plate so far tonight. Probably a good thing that it's not too hot here in Sabetha, or else Franken would be exhausted by this point. There's a swing and a foul off on a 3-2 pitch by Josh Herman, and he stays alive. Arterbright at third, one away, bottom of the second inning, 6-5, Sabetha lead. Bringing through the count on Josh Herman. Hayes gets the sign, comes set at the belt. Waits, and now the payoff. Breaking ball is popped down the right field line, and it is going to slice fair. It'll stay fair just inside of the line. That'll be an RBI double for Josh Herman. And Sabetha now leads 7-5. I don't know how that ball did not slice foul. It just continued to stay straight down that right field line. It was off the fist of Herman. This might be it for Connor Hayes. So Arterbright comes down to from third to score. And Herman picks up his second RBI of the game. That'll be it for Hayes. We'll take a break for the pitching change. We'll get the switches when we come back. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky, clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new.
Foy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They can provide immediate hail coverage on your growing crops over your federal multi-peril through Farmers Mutual Hail. You heard it right. Immediate, no waiting 2 hours or till midnight for your coverage to attach. Call Kansas Insurance today to learn more. 785-284-7611. Put it in your phone. 785-284-7611.
Did you know Sabetha Community Hospital offers a full range of imaging services? They offer x-ray, CT scanning, ultrasound, vascular services, and echocardiograms, nuclear medicine, and mobile MRI. These imaging services are vital to diagnosing and treating health conditions. The health of you and your family is the number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the excellent imaging services and care you receive at Sabetha Community Hospital. Call 785-284-2121.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. Pitching change. Kobe Davis now on the mound for Dawson County. Trent Spiker is a new third baseman. Hayes will go out to short. Here's a pop-up into shallow left center field by Fry. And after moving to third was Aiden Lang running for Josh Herman. That'll be out number two for Sabetha, and now here's the ninth batter to come to the plate in this inning. It's Jonathan Renier. With two outs and a runner at third base for Sabetha, they have scored five runs here in the third inning and lead 7-5. First pitch fastball from Davis misses inside for ball one. Davis making his fifth appearance. He's done 8 2/3 innings with a 1.61 earned run average. 2-0 the count on Renier. Davis, just like Hayes, works very quickly. There's a fastball on the outside edge of the knees for strike. There's a fastball inside. Now 3-1 to Renier. Christian McAfee awaiting on deck. And a 3-1. Fastball bounced back right to the pitcher. Davis will step throw to first, and that'll end the inning. But not before Sabetha, plate five. And after two complete, it's now 7-5. Sabetha leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Flatbed drivers, CommTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CommTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
When your equipment or vehicle has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Boyd's Truck and Trailer Repair. Contact them for air conditioning and B-Line computerized laser alignment for trucks and trailers. Boyd's Truck and Trailer Repair, south of Sabetha.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
So the third inning of play, 7-5 our scores. About to lead Donovan County. Johnny came back with you. DC will have 5-6-7 due up. Sabetha plated five runs in the third. It has been an offensive showing, to say the least, so far for both sides. Both teams plated two runs in the first. D.C. got three in the second. Sabetha responded with five. We'll see if Josh Herman can kind of hold down the bats of Donovan County here in this third inning. So here's Cole Franken to lead things off for Donovan County. He grounded out to the shortstop, his first at bat. I'll swing at the first pitch here and bounce it out of play. breaking ball in for a strike, quickly 0-2 the count on Franken. DC has 5 runs on 4 hits. They've committed 1 error. So that's the 7 runs, 5 hits. They have committed 1 error as well. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Franken. That'll be a strikeout for Josh Herman, his 3rd of the game. And there's one away. That'll bring up now Brock Studer. He grounded out to the first baseman McAfee his first time up. Grounded back to the pitcher Herman his first time up. First pitch breaking ball from Herman is low and away for ball one. Mentioned that both teams are down a couple of guys here tonight. One guy that Donovan County is down is Braden Chalfin. He was not here, dealing with some family issues. Now the 2-0. Fastball low and inside. Now 3-0 to Studer. Herman working quickly. Here's his 3-0. Fastball flips the plate and 2 for a strike. And a 3-1. Swing and a miss by Studer, had him off balance. Now it is full 3-2. Bauman in center is now going to play fairly shallow. I'm kind of surprised that a couple of balls go over his head so far tonight, but he's still going to bring back in shallow, and there's a breaking ball left high and inside to Studer. That'll be a one-out walk. Third walk issued in the game by Josh Herman. That'll put a runner at first with one away for Gavin Fumler. Fumler walked, scored a run his first at bat. First pitch from Herman here's a fastball high and inside, so all of a sudden after the quick three-pitch strikeout to start the inning, he has now walked a man and gone high and inside to Fumler. Now a fastball misses low and inside, it's 2-0. Studer is by no means a threat to run at first base, not off the bag by much. Maybe 4 feet or so is all he's off the bag. Now a 2-0 is a breaker in for a strike. He missed with a couple of fastballs, comes back with a breaking ball, and it's perfectly bent in for strike one. 2-1 the count. One out, we're in the top of the third inning of play, 7-5, about the lead. 2-0 is a fastball on the outside edge for a strike, and that'll even the count at 2-2. Sort of think we're just a couple of weeks away from zone tournaments taking place. 2-2 is a bouncing ball into the shortstop. Fry, second base for one, and it's going to be dropped. Dropped by the second baseman, Voos. It'll go into shallow right field. That'll be an error. It'll be on the second baseman, Voos. It was a good throw, it looked like, by Chase Fry, the shortstop. And Voos was looking to try to complete a double play before he even had the baseball. So that error will put runners at first and second with one away for Connor Hayes. So that will go down as an E4. First pitch to Hayes and the breaking ball left high. Hayes was a strikeout victim in his first at bat. One of the 2 strikeouts so far today for Josh Herman. Herman waits. Now brings the 1-0. It's a fastball high and inside. Both teams will be in action again tomorrow night, so obviously pitching is going to be a huge factor here in the next couple of days for both sides. That's if Donovan County is able to get their game in tomorrow. Expected rain throughout the day. So we'll see how that shapes up. You're scheduled to be at Wasina for tomorrow night's action. Now 2-1 to count to Hayes. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball outside. Griffin Weber awaits on deck. He already has an RBI triple today. 3-1 on Connor Hayes. First and second, one away. And the pitch. Fastball high. That'll be the second walk in the inning issued by Herman. And that is going to load the bases up for Griffin Weber. As mentioned, Weber had an RBI triple in the second inning, and he eventually came around to score an RBI single from Charlie Grable. Now he bats with the bases juiced and only one away. Irwin's got to really work now. There's a first pitch fastball down the middle for strike one. Now breaking ball, low and away. A really good stop by Rainier to keep it in front of him. Against Studer at third base, he doesn't have great speed, but any ball that gets past the catcher, there's a lot of room. There's a bouncing ball hit to the shortstop, Fry. He'll try to throw to first. It's not going to be in time. It is an infield single for Griffin Weber and an RBI. Great hustle, though, by Weber. High as that ball was, Fry's best option might have been just to try to go to second base. But instead, he tried to make the long throw on the high bouncer, and everybody is safe. Studer comes down to score. Fumbler moves to third. Hayes to second. And it's a second RBI for Griffin Weber today. But out of the top of the order, here's Charlie Grable with the bases juiced and only one out. Fastball low and inside. It's blocked by Rainier. Wow, great job. He just threw his body out to try to block that baseball. Somehow he was able to keep it in front of him. Grable has a walk, an RBI single, and he has scored two runs. Now the 1-0. Fastball low. It's going to get away from Rainier, but not far enough for Fumbler to come down from third base. Now here comes Paul Hurl out of the third base dugout. Harmon has really struggled in this inning. He had a great start. He struck out Cole Franken on three pitches, and he walked Studer. His defense committed an error. And another walk, an RBI infield single by Weber. It's now 7-6 to Betha with the bases still loaded for D.C. So it doesn't look like a pitching change coming here for Betha. Just a quick chat with Herman to try to calm his nerves a little bit. Pitch to Charlie Grable at 2-0 is a fastball in for a strike. So the base is loaded, one away, 2-1 the count on Grable. Here's the pitch from Herman. Fastball high and inside, now 3-1 with Trent Spiker looming on deck. In the 3-1. Fastball outside, ball four. That'll walk in a run, and Doniphan County has now tied this game up at 7, and that'll be it for Josh Herman. But his night is over. We'll have another pitching change here for Sabetha. Bases loaded, one away when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get the family favorite, the June special, at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get a large one-topping pizza and medium breadsticks for $19.99. Then satisfy your sweet tooth with fresh baked cookies, moist muffins, or a dessert pizza. The Pizza Bakery also has wraps, salads, and sandwiches. The Pizza Bakery is open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Call for carryout 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery thanks you for your local support.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed.
Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
KNZA.
Much changes for Sabetha. The new pitcher is Nathan Booth. Christian McAfee will go from first to third. Brayden Argerbright will go from third to second. Darren Funk will come in from the outfield. He will play first base. And Josh Sherman will move out to the outfield. Nathan Vos now in on the mound. Vos is making his fourth appearance of the year. He has only thrown four innings. Has an ERA of 1.75. He has given up one earned run, three hits in those four innings. He has three strikeouts. He will come in a big spot. He'll face Trip Spiker with the bases loaded and the game tied at seven. So Luce will face one of the best hitters of the Doniphan County lineup right away. Yeah, I think this is a huge spot in this game as well. Obviously, it's been an offensive showing for both sides tonight. A big opportunity here for Trent Spiker to give Doniphan County a big lead. Spiker digs in. The first pitch from Boos is a breaking ball. It's in for a strike. To say that Boos does not throw very hard would be very, very accurate. Bases loaded, one away. A fastball misses low to Spiker. Hayes is the runner at third base. Weber at second. Rabel at first. Now the 1-1. Big swing and a miss by Spiker on a fastball up. It comes up empty and it's now 1-2. Spiker with 17 RBIs on the season, looking for a couple big ones here. There's a breaking ball low. Good stop by Ringer, the catcher for Sabetha, and it's now 2-2. Two, 2-2, a big swing and a miss. Down goes Spiker. That'll be a big strikeout for Nathan Foose and a big out number two. Now it'll be up to Cale Hamilton, who has had a big day so far. A triple, a single, two RBIs, and a run scored for Cale Hamilton. Problem is there's nowhere to put him. First pitch breaking ball in for a strike. Fastball is bounced in, but again, a good job by Renier to keep it in front. 1-1 the count. Bases loaded, two away. EC has plated two runs in this inning to tie it at seven. The fastball in nearly clips Hamilton. Somehow he jumps out of the way. It's 2-1. They're going to play him pretty much straight up in the outfield. A lot of room in the gaps to each way. 2-1. Mentioned Voost does not throw that hard. That might be a good thing. Throw off the timing of these Doniphan County hitters. Now the 2-2. High pop up to center field. Playable for Bauman. He'll move over a couple of steps. He'll make the play, and that'll end the inning. So Doniphan County leaves the bases loaded, and we'll head to the bottom of inning number three. DC does play two. Now 7-7. We head to the bottom of the third inning on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Amanda Wilhelm with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS, and we can help you with all types of physical and occupational therapy so you can get your life back to normal. We can help you at our Horton location or at Hiawatha, and we will provide you with the individualized attention and time you deserve. Our staff enjoys returning patients to an improved quality of life. Let us help you at STARS. We're on Facebook and online at starsrehab.net.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the third inning, 7-7 our score. Monmouth County just played it two runs at the top half of the second to tie the game up at 7. Every time they have done that, Sabetha has responded. Sabetha will have 7-8-9 coming up. Christian McAfee will lead things off. He walked and scored a run in the second inning. First pitch fastball from Kobe Davis. This is low and away. Fastball misses high and inside. And I'll tell you what, Donovan County pitching today has just not had command at all. There's a swing and a pop-up to left field. Hamilton is underneath it. He's got it. And there's one away. So that might be a gift to Donovan County, the fact that McAfee was swinging on 2-0. Nonetheless, it's a big out, number one for Kobe Davis. Now here's Chase Fry for the second time. He walked and scored a run in the second. He'll swing at the first pitch here and pop it out of play. Sabetha played it two runs in the first, five in the second. They have scored seven runs on five hits. There's a fastball on the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-2 on Fry. Now Davis looking to get into a little bit of a rhythm. He works quickly. Here's his 0-2. Fastball down the middle, called strike three. First strikeout of the day for Kobe Davis, and just like that, for the first time today, there's quickly two away. So Davis looking for our first 1-2-3 inning of the evening, and now here's Nathan Booth. He struck out his first time up. That was against Connor Hayes, and he looks at a first pitch fastball down the middle for strike one. Davis, like Hayes, works very quickly. There's a swing and a foul off by Boos. That's quickly 0-2. Davis looking for a quick 1-2-3 inning. He is right back on the bump, ready to go. Here's the 0-2. That ball bounced in. Now the 1-2. Bouncing ball hit to the second baseman, Weber. He'll take it on a big hop, throw to first. That'll end the inning. So our first 1-2-3 inning of the evening put forth by Kobe Davis. And we'll head to the bottom, we'll head to the fourth inning of play. We've played four, completed 7-7 here on 103.9 at KNZA.
Blue skies and sunshine have returned, and we want to know, are you a daydreamer? Hi, this is Leslie Bartley at Union State Bank in Horton, here to say daydreamers are welcome at all seven of our branches. Our team will sit down with you and talk about what you want to create, from home improvement loans and auto loans, college planning, a new account, or even saving for that milestone big vacation. Learn more at mybankusb.com, Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, member FDIC.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the fourth inning of play, 7-7 our score. Donovan County coming back up. Clock 4-5-6. Nathan Vooks, who got about that of a big jam in the third inning. Donovan County had plated two runs and had the bases loaded, but he got a strikeout and a flyout to end the threat. Here's Kobe Davis to lead things off. He has struck out and grounded out today. This is the first time he will be facing Nathan Vooks. Swing of the first pitch and a hard bouncer to the third baseman McAfee. He'll make a strong throw for out number one. It's a good play by the third baseman McAfee. Quickly, one pitch, one out. Now here's Cole Franken. First pitch, fastball in for a strike. Franken has grounded out and struck out today. He bats on the right side against Boos. Now fastball down the middle for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Who's working quickly. Here's his two-strike pitch. Bounced in to Renier. I tell you what, these two catchers today have taken an absolute beating. Now the 1-2. Breaking ball, low and away. Has a fastball high, and from 0-2 now to 3-2 on Franken. And now the payoff. Swing and a miss. Down goes Franken. A big strikeout for Nathan Vooks. There are quickly two away. Now Vooks looking for Sabatha's first 1-2-3 inning. He'll have to face Brock Studer, who has grounded out and walked and scored a run. First pitch fastball left high. Fastball is bounced in by Vooks. 2-0 the count on Brock Studer. Both teams, 7 runs. Both teams, 5 hits. Both teams, 1 error. The 2-0 is a fastball high. 3-0 to Studer with Gavin Fumler on deck. There's a fastball high, ball 4. 2-out walk issued to Brock Studer. Now here's Gavin Fumler. He's been on base twice. He has scored 2 runs, reached on an error in the third, and walked in the second. First pitch breaking ball is in on the outside for a strike to Fumler. Luce continues to look to put a 0 on the board for the first time for Sabatha. There's a big swing and a miss by Fumler, 0-2. Tell you what, Donovan County has not taken an easy swing against Vooks. They are up there hacking away. Like I said, Vooks does not throw all that hard, so it makes things a little bit different. Now, Vooks tried to pick off Studer, but he didn't realize his first baseman Darren Funk wasn't standing on the bag. Funk was able to somehow get over there and stop that ball from going up the line. Just a miscommunication between Funk and his pitcher. Here's the 0-2. Hit off the fist to the shortstop. Fry will field it on the run. His throw is in time, and that'll end the inning. So for the first time, Sabetha puts a zero on the scoreboard. After 3.5, we're tied at 7 here on the MSB Sports Radio Network.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Would you agree that it is the responsibility of a quality body shop to stay up to date and trained in the latest technology? At Morrill Collision Repair, we believe that is not only our responsibility, but it's our obligation as well. The Ford F-150's fully aluminum body provides a perfect example of new technology in our industry. Currently, Morrill Collision Repair is the only repair shop in the area with the proper training and equipment to deliver a repair you can be confident in.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 7-7 our score. Sabetha will come to bat with top of the order. Marcus Baumann, Darren Funk, and Braden Argabright. Here's Marcus Baumann batting for the second time. He is 2-for-2. Single, a double, an RBI, and he has scored twice. Don't forget, after the game tonight, we'll pick our McDonald's Player of the Game, brought to you by the McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. There's a fastball high and inside. Here we clip Baumann. Now he swings and misses at a fastball inside, and it's 1-1. Sabetha has plated 2 runs in the first, plated 5 in the second, then went scoreless in the third for the first time at 1-2-3 inning for Kobe Davis. Now he pours in a fastball high. Davis has very good velocity on his fastball, a little bit of a tailing action as well. There's a line shot back up the middle into center field for a base hit. DeMarcus Baumann is 3-for-3. He has his second single of the day, and he's on to lead off the bottom of the fourth for Sabetha. Now here's Darren Funk. He has a hit today and an RBI. He also has scored a run. That came in the second. Held back from the left side here against Kobe Davis. Baumann not running. First pitch fastball. This is low and inside. And now fastball is going to get away from the catcher, Franken, and that will allow Baumann to easily move to second base. Mentioned that Davis has that tailing fastball, and that but just continued to tail away from the catcher, Franken. There was really nothing he could do about it. Now 2-0. There's a late swing. Ball is in on the fist of Funk. And somehow he just was able to poke it out to the left side and out of play. 2-1 the count on Funk. Runner at second base. Nobody out. The bottom of the fourth. 7-7 our score. Fastball misses high and inside. Now 3-1 with Braden Argabright on deck. One is a fastball outside for ball four. That is the first walk issued by Kobe Davis here today. But the fifth walk issued by Sabetha by Dauphin County Pitching. So that'll put runners at first and second with nobody out for Argabright, who looks at a first pitch fastball down the middle for a strike. Argabright has walked twice, and he has scored both times. Now look at another fastball down the middle for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Now Argerbright's got to protect with two strikes. Runners at first and second. In the pitch. Fastball outside. Suffolk County is going to play him deep and straight away in the outfield. There's a late swing and a foul off out of play. Argerbright stays alive at 1-2. Again, the two-strike pitch. Fastball outside. But Davis tried to reach back for a little bit more and just left it out. The right-handed batter's box. Argerbright, left-handed hitter. One of the rare guys that's with a wooden bat. 2-2. Line shot back up the middle as a base hit. Off the glove of Davis into center field. Coming around third and scoring is Bauman. And now the ball's going to get away from the center fielder Hayes, and that will allow both runners to move up. That'll be an RBI single and then an error on the center fielder Hayes to allow both runners to advance. But Bauman comes around to score. Sabetha now leads 8-7. So now Argerbright has been on base three times today and also has an RBI. 2-2 is a first pitch to Josh Herman is a fastball inside. And looks at a fastball on the inside edge for a strike. Davis now working very quickly, and he misses on a fastball inside. Bouncing ball head to the left side, but this is going to be foul, and that'll bring the count to 2-2 on Josh Herman. Runners at second and third. Nobody out at the bottom of the fourth inning. There's a curveball that swung on, fouled off by Herman. He just had to reach out and stay alive with two strikes. Count remains 2-2 on Herman. Davis back into the windup. Here's his offering. Another late swing by Herman, but he stays alive. Herman out of left fielder for Sabetha awaits the two-strike pitch again. This one's going to get inside and clip Herman on the jersey. Herman does stand right on top of the plate, and that's what Kobe Davis is not happy with. The ball was really not that far inside. It's pretty much right on the line of the right-handed batter's box, but it did clip the jersey of Herman, so that's going to load the bases for Shane Fry. But still, nobody out. Sabetha has plated one run so far in this inning, but looking for more. Fry swings at the first pitch from Davis, comes up empty, and it's 0-1. It's fastball high. So far in this inning for Sabetha, two hits. A walk and hit by pitch. There's a swing and a foul off by Fry, and he smacks his bat in frustration. He's now down in the count, 1-2. Another two-strike pitch. Swing and a miss by Fry. Down he goes. That's a big strikeout for Kobe Davis, his second of the night. A big out number one. Now the base is loaded with one away for Jonathan Renier, who has struck out and grounded out to the pitcher. Swing and a miss. And it's quickly 0-1. Davis not messing around. He's throwing nothing but fastballs here to these last two hitters. The fastball low. I'll tell you what, Kobe Davis is in warp speed right now. He's not wasting any time on the mound. 1-1. a small in. One is a fastball pulled in, and he'll get it by the catcher, Franken. That's going to allow Funk to come down from third and score. And Sabatha now leads 9-7. So Funk scores. Arger Bright moves up to third, Harmon to second. And now 3-1 the count on Jonathan Rinyon. The pitch. Fastball inside, ball four. That will load the bases back up, and now here's Christian McAfee for the third time. He has walked, scored a run, and flown out to center. The check swing, he got a piece of it and found it back to the screen. Fastball low. 1-1 the count on Christian McAfee. Two runs already across in the inning for Sabatha, then out lead 9-7. Just one out, the bases remain loaded. Fastball way inside, nearly clips McAfee. He's upset with himself that he didn't stay in there and take that pitch. Count moves to 2-1. Fastball outside, 3-1 with Chase Fry on deck. Davis is working quickly, but almost too quickly. Now it's 3-1 pitch. A swing and a foul off by McAfee, and it's now full 3-2. Arger Bright at third, he singled in a run. Harmon at second, he was hit by a pitch. Rinyon at first, he just walked. Now the payoff pitch from Davis. Fastball high, ball four. That'll walk in a run. So Arger Bright comes down from third, he scores. Herman moves to third, Rinyon to second, and McAfee picks up the RBI. Now the bases remain loaded. Here's Chase Fry. Well, Franken, the catcher for DC, comes out to have a quick word with Davis. Davis had a quick third inning. He went 1-2-3. He got a fly out, a strikeout, and a quick ground out. In this inning, a single, a walk, an RBI single, a hit by pitch, strikeout, and back-to-back walks of Rinyon and McAfee. Now Chase Fry hits the ball in the right center field. It's going to drop for a base hit. Herman scores from third. Here's a runner from second. The throw to the plate is not in time. And it's a two RBI single for Chase Fry. And Sabatha now leads 12-7. How about Chase Fry? Only five at bats this season. But Chase tonight, he has walked, scored a run, and now driven in two. Five runs plated in this inning for Sabatha, and now with a five-run lead. Still just one out with a nine-hitter Nathan Vuce. He is the ninth batter to come to the plate in this inning. The 0-1. A good swing, fouled it straight back. But now he's got a battle with two strikes. Davis waits. Now the 0-2. Bouncing ball is to the shortstop, Grable. He'll go to second base for one. Not enough time to go to first base, but they will get the runner at second and Fry for out number two. But now back to the top of the order, and this is going to be Marcus Baumann batting for the fourth time, and he has had a huge day. Aiden Lang also going to come in to run for the pitcher, Vuce. Baumann has three hits, an RBI, and he has scored three runs. He got this inning started with an RBI with a single. Eventually came around and scored in the RBI single from Braden Arger Bright. Big swing and a foul off, and he smiled it back to the screen and a good cut. 0-1 the count. Huge gap in both alleys. A fastball is pulled in left-handed batter's box. Lang is going to take second base on a delayed steal. So now two runners in scoring position for Marcus Baumann. 1-1. Fastball high and away. Fastball low. 3-1 with Darren Funk awaiting on deck. Got to think Kobe Davis has got to be coming towards the end of his leash. The fastball is going to drill Baumann right in the side. The second hit by a pitch in this inning from Davis. That'll load the bases up for Darren Funk. This will be the 11th batter to come to the plate in the inning for Sabatha. Darren Funk has grounded out, has an RBI single, walked, and he has scored twice. Funk had an RBI single in the second inning. That was part of the five-run second. Sabatha has already scored 5 runs here in the fourth, but looking for more. 2 outs and the bases juiced. First pitch fastball misses high and away. This is a huge at bat because you do not want to have to face Braden Argabright. The late swing by Funk and he comes up empty, 1-1 the count. A swing and a foul off by Funk and it's now 1-2. A huge pitch coming up for Kobe Davis. Lead right now is 5-4 Sabatha. Davis looking to keep it right there. Wait, here's the 1-2. Good swing again, a foul off by Funk. He stays alive. Nothing but fastball so far by Davis. See if he goes to a breaking ball. 1-2. Bouncing ball to the right side, fielded by the first baseman Studer. He'll win the race to the bag, and that'll end the threat. Sabatha leaves the bases loaded, but not before they play 5 runs. After 4 complete, it's 12-7. Sabatha leads on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabatha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabatha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabatha. Good food, good experienced people.
KNZA.
Toward the fifth inning of play, 12-7 our score. And Doniphan County will come up with 8-9-1 in the order. DC looking to come back. They just gave up 5 runs. The first batter is Connor Hayes. He's facing Nathan Voos, who continues to throw out there for Sabatha. 2-0 the count on Hayes, who has struck out and walked today. Now a fastball is bounced in, and it's quickly 3-0 on Hayes. There's a fastball down the middle for a strike, and it's 3-1 on Connor Hayes. He started on the mound for Doniphan County tonight. He got roughed up a little bit and came out in the second inning. But here he draws a leadoff walk. Take a walk issued by Nathan Voos. And now here's Griffin Weber, who has had a good day. He's 2-for-2. RBI triple, an infield RBI single, and a run scored. Squares the bump, pulls it back, takes a strike on the outside edge. He gets the bunt down. He's going to be very, very tough to get. Squaring the bunt, he does get it down to the right side. The pitcher, Voos, fields it, throws to first, and great footwork by the first baseman, Darren Funk. They're going to say no, actually safe, saying that Funk did not get his foot on the bag. So that'll be an error, I think, on the pitcher, Voos. That was very, very close. Originally, they called him out, and then our field umpire, Jeff May, said, no, actually, the foot did not get back on the bag. That'll be an error on the pitcher, Voos, and out of the top of the order, here's Charlie Grable. Bouncing ball to the right side, but that'll get foul. Fastball misses outside. 1-2 the count on Charlie Grable. Charlie has walked twice. He has two RBIs. He has scored two runs. So he has had a good day from his leadoff spot. One, two. That's ball low. Now it's thrown down to second. It's going to go into center field. And it's going to allow the runner Hayes to move up 90 feet. That'll be an error on the catcher, Renier. And that'll put runners at first and third with nobody out. Hayes at second base got way off the bag, but nobody was covering for Sabatha. Ringer just blindly threw down to second base, and nobody was there, and then he skied it. Brayden Ogerbeitz, the second baseman, tried to jump up and retrieve it. There's a line shot down the line, but it's going to get fouled. So that error will allow Hayes to move up. Now here's a pop-up to the left side. It'll be caught by the third baseman, McAfee. And that's a big first out for Nathan Voos. That was caught in foul territory by McAfee, just to the left of the third base bag. Pickoff attempt, diving back safely is Weber. Now taking off towards second is Weber. Ringer now is going to throw it on the third, but back safely is Hayes. So 1-0 the count on Trent Spiker, who has grounded out and been hit by a pitch and struck out today. Voos struck him out in a big spot in the third inning when he came on in relief. Bases were loaded, and he got Spiker to strike out and a fly out of Kendall Hamilton to end a big threat. Now there's a 2-0 to Spiker. It's bounced in, and now 3-0 with Kendall Hamilton awaiting on deck. Biker just steps out of the box, wasn't even standing there. That's almost disrespectful toward Zeus. He's almost like he stepped down and started to walk towards first base before the ball was even there. But it's a four-pitch walk to Spiker. And that'll load the bases for Cale Hamilton. He has an RBI triple, an RBI single, a run scored, and a flyout today. Swing at the first pitch, pop it up to the right side. It'll be playable for the right fielder, Fry. Tagging at third is Hayes. Here's the throw to the plate. It is not in time. And scoring is Hayes. It's a pop-out and an RBI for Cale Hamilton. And it's now 12-8. I'll put runners at the corners for Kobe Davis as Hayes came down to third and Griffin Weber moved up to third from second base. Biker stayed put at first. Runners at the corners with 2 away for Kobe Davis. He gets struck out, grounded out twice. There goes Spiker from first. They'll throw down to third base and they nearly got him. That was a really good throw by Renier, but getting just back safely is Weber. That'll put runners at second and third now with 2 outs for Davis. The ball is bounced in. It's going to get away from the catcher, Renier. Griff Weber will score, and that is now 12-9. Both pitching staffs have just struggled mightily here in this first game. Donovan County has plated 2 runs and have now trimmed a 5-run deficit down to a 3-run deficit. Here's a pop-up high behind the plate, playable for the catcher, Renier, and he will drop it. He'll be in foul territory. And Coach Paul Hurl is coming out of the dugout saying either the first baseman, Funk, or the catcher, or the pitcher, Zeus, has got to come make that play because that was a high enough pop-up that one of them could have gotten underneath it instead of the catcher, Renier. But it'll drop in foul territory, so staying alive is Davis. And there's a hot shot down the left field line that is deep, and it is foul by about 4 feet. It bounces foul about 315 feet down the line. Davis was way out in front. He didn't miss it, but he was too far out in front and yanked it down the line. Now the 2-2. Hot shot to the third baseman, McAfee. He'll field, throw low, but it's dug out by his first baseman, Funk. That'll end the threat. But DC plinked 2. We're to the bottom of the fifth inning with a 12-9 score in favor of the Raptors here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get rewarded for your Cinex grease purchases with Cinex Summer for Grease cards at Berwick Oil. Earn a $15 Visa gift card for every 4 10-pack or 35-pound pail purchased, or a $50 Visa gift card for every 120-pound keg purchased now until August 14th, 2021. Just fill out a redemption form, attach your receipt, and mail it in by September to qualify. See Berwick Oil Company for qualifying products and promotional details. Some exclusions apply. Dependable protection in the toughest conditions. Powered locally. Berwick Oil Company. Online at BerwickOil.com.
Need funds fast? Our Buy Local loan from Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, allows you to use the fund for any purpose. Replace the broken water heater or upgrade your furniture. Funds are typically available within 2 to 3 business days. Visit bankbv.com/buy-local-loan or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KNZA.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 12-9, Sabetha leads. They'll come to bat. They will have 3, 4, 5 coming up. Braden Argerbright will lead things off against Kobe Davis, who faltered a little bit in the fourth inning, but was able to finally get out of a bases loaded jam. Well, here's Arger Bank to lead off. Today he has walked twice, he has singled in a run, he has scored three times. Arger Bright is definitely a candidate for McDonald's player of the game. He nearly gets hit by a pitch here. Somehow he dips out of the way, and it's 1-0. The second time he is facing Davis, he had a hard hit RBI single in the fourth inning. Was sent right back up the middle and actually went off of Davis's glove. Now he swings here and pops the ball up. This will get to the left side, and now playing catch and making the grab is Marcus Baumann. So 2-1 the count on Braden Argerbright. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning, and the 12-9 is about the lead. Fastball that just misses off the outside edge. 3-1 the count. Fastball low and a leadoff walk to Braden Argerbright. So he has walked three times today. And now here's Josh Herman, who has also been on base three times. He has a single, a double, two RBIs, a run scored, and he has also been hit by a pitch. Donovan County pitching today has just not had good command. And walked eight and hit three batters. Quick pickoff attempt, Argerbright back safely. Left with 12 runs on eight hits. Committed three errors. There goes Argerbright. Fastball in for a strike zone on the second base is nowhere near the bag. That'll be a stolen base for Argerbright, who now has three of them on the day. 0-2 the count, though, on Josh Herman. So now he will have to battle with two strikes. Fastball pulled way into the left-handed batter's box to the backstop, so Argerbright will move up to third. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming up. Kobe Davis. Fastball drills Herman right in the back. Back-to-back times, Herman has been hit by a pitch. That'll put runners at the corners for Shane Fry. Fry has had a tough day. He has struck out twice and flown out to left. But he can make that all go away here. Nobody out, runners at first and third. First pitch to Fry is going to get away from the catcher. It's going to allow Argerbright to come down from third, and he will be out. Good job by Franken to hustle back there and get it. Argerbright didn't get a good jump, and he makes the first out of the inning at home plate. Herman does move up to second base. That potentially erases a big inning opportunity for Sabatha. So now one out and a runner at second base for Fry. 2-0. Herman with a big lead out at second. There's a swing and a foul off by Fry. Let's do one from David. Line shot into center field. It's shallow, giving chase and making a good sliding play is Connor Hayes. And that is out number two. Now with two away and a runner at second base, here's Jonathan Renier. He has struck out, grounded out, and walked and scored a run today. He will face Bobby Davis for the second time. First pitch fastball misses way outside. Davis just has kind of a three-quarter arm slot delivery where his ball kind of whips in. Doesn't have great control of it. Has a lot of run on it. He's got 2-0 on Renier. He does have good velocity, just doesn't have great control, at least tonight. Now big swing and a miss by Renier, and it's 2-1. Oh, fastball misses high. 3-1 with Christian McAfee awaiting on deck. There's a foul off by Renier, and it's now full 3-2. So Davis looking to get out of this inning unscathed. Here's the two-strike pitch to Renier. Swing and a miss, he got it. That'll end the threat, so Davis puts a zero up on the board, and we'll head to the sixth inning of play. About to lead 12-9 here on 103.9 KNZA.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sebetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky, clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sebetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
Hot days and cool nights may be comfortable, but they often bring strong storms. Make sure your growing crops are protected with hail and wind policies from Farmers Mutual Hail. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance can explain options to help you develop the best plan. Enjoy the cool nights without the worry. Call Roy at 785-284-7611. That's 785-284-7611.
KNZA.
Start of the sixth inning, 12-9 our score. That's right, we're coming up on 8 o'clock and still just in the sixth inning of play between Sebetha and Doniphan County. Johnny came back with you. Bert taking care of us back at the studios. This has not been a game that you will put on the highlight reel as far as pitching goes. 15 combined walks between the two sides. If you look at it, you say, well, it's a 12-9 game. There's got to be a lot of hits. No. 8 hits and 12 runs for Sebetha. 9 runs on just 5 hits for Doniphan County. There has also been 5 combined errors in this game as well. But DC will come up trailing by 3 with the 5-6-7 hitters coming up and Franken, Studer, and Fumler. Here's Cole Franken to lead things off for Doniphan County. He has struck out twice and grounded out. And Nathan Vo stays out there. There's a hot shot to left field, but right out to left fielder Herman. He'll be there to make the play for out number one. So a hard hit ball by Franken, but nothing to show for it. And now here is Brock Studer. Studer has walked twice. He has scored a run and also grounded out. First pitch breaking ball from Zeus is low and away for ball one. Marcus Bauman was warming up in between innings, so I would imagine that if Zeus has any problems, that Marcus Bauman will be the guy that will come throw. Now 2-0 on Studer. Studer just has not gotten really anything good to hit today. He's walked the last two times he's come to the plate. Now 3-0. There's a fastball in for a strike. It's wild to think about the two walks for Studer because he's only walked 4 times total coming into this game. There's another fastball in for a strike, and that'll move the count full to 3-2. Alvus back into the count, looking to make a big pitch on 3-2. Here's the payoff. Fastball popped up on the infield. It's going to be playable for the shortstop, Fry. He'll make the grab, and there are two away. Good job by Vuce to work back into the count, and now here's Gavin Fumler. Fumler has walked, reached on an error. He has scored a couple runs today. He grounded out his last at-bat back in the fourth. Two outs and a swing and a miss by Fumler. DC scored two runs in the first, three in the second, two in the third, none in the fourth, and two in the fifth. As quickly, two outs in the sixth. 1-1. Picking ball bounces away, and it's 2-1 the count on Fumler. And the pitch. High fly ball into center field and deep, giving chase to Bauman. It's over his head, and it's going to roll all the way to the wall. Rounding second base is Fumler. He'll stop there. A long double for Doniphan County with two away. So the first hit of the day for Fumler. He'll be at second base with two outs, and now here's Connor Hayes. Hayes has walked the last two times he's come to the plate. First pitch from Luce is fastball high and inside. Again, a beautiful night for baseball here at Somerset Park in Sabetha. Virtually no wind. Temperature below 80 degrees. There's a swing and a miss at a high fastball by Hayes. It's now 1-1. Loose weights, here's the 1-1, fastball inside. Fumler the runner at second base, two outs in the top of the sixth inning, 12-9 Sabetha lead. Loose looking to preserve that, here's a 2-1, swing and a miss by Hayes, and now it's 2-2. Now the two-strike pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes Hayes. That's the third strikeout for Nathan Vuce. And we'll head to the bottom of the sixth inning. 12-9 our score. Sabetha coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers the surgical services of local surgeons. Dr. Susan Young and Aaron Brown provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to help develop and grow healthy general surgery programs. And they understand the challenges facing rural hospitals. Most surgical procedures can be performed on site at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the surgeries offered, as well as many resources and other information at SabethaHospital.com.
Flatbed drivers, CompTIAS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CompTIAS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair has Beeline computerized laser alignment for trucks and trailers. Whether you're in the field or on the road, they'll get to you with their mobile repair unit and get you back to work. Call Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair in Sabetha.
KNZA.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 12-9 our score. Sabetha will have the bottom of the lineup coming up. McAfee, Fry, and Vuce. Kobe Davis still out there on the mound. And a couple of our Legion Baseball sponsors that we haven't gotten to yet tonight. Kirkwood & Company in Highland. Restaurant and sports bar open every day. Visit Kirkwood on Facebook for daily specials. You're at Country Martin Sabatha, good food and good experienced people, and Two Timbers in Highland, a home plus senior living community. All of our Legion Baseball sponsors here tonight. Still to pick our McDonald's player of the game after conclusion of our contest here this evening. A couple of guys from both sides that are more than worthy of winning the award. Here's Christian McAfee to lead things off. He has been on base twice. He has walked twice. He has an RBI and scored a run. Davis misses with a fastball outside, and 2-0. Now a ball way outside, and it's 3-0. Davis just has not had great command tonight. Gave up 5 runs in the 4th. Got out of the 5th inning unscathed, but gives up a leadoff walk here to Christian McAfee. I'll bring up Chase Fry, who has had a pretty good day. He has been on base twice, has an RBI, scored a run. 1-for-2. First pitch from Davis is a fastball low and away. He has missed with 5 consecutive to start this bottom of the 6th. It's a fastball way inside, now 2-0. Neither pitch, no pitches have really been close in this inning for David. There's a fastball on the inside for a strike. 2-1 the count on Chase Fry. Mentioned Fry had that big RBI single in the 4th inning. Came into this game with just 5 at bats. And now he sends a high fly ball into left field, playable for Hamilton. They retreat to his left and make the play, and there's 1 away. 1 out, batter's Nathan Vuss. Vuss has struck out, grounded out, and reached on a fielder's choice today. First pitch from Davis is a swing and a miss. Now throw down to first. The back safely, easily is Christian McAfee. We're into bunt as Vuss. He gets it down, but it's going to roll foul. Now quickly 2 strikes against Vuss. We'll have to protect. He's trying to catch Donovan County off guard by scoring the bunt. He did, but he got it too far up the line that has some spin on it, rolled foul. But now we'll see if McAfee takes off on this 0-2 pitch. Got a pretty good lead. There he goes. Matt in there called strike 3, thrown on his second base, and it is going to be mishandled by the shortstop Grable. Wasn't a great throw by Franken. It would have been on the bag. He would have had him in plenty of time. But nonetheless, it's a strikeout for Vuss. Now 2 outs, but back to the top of the order. Here's Marcus Bauman, who has been oh so dangerous tonight. First pitch, fastball from Davis is way inside. Fastball high and tight, it's 2-0. Bauman with 3 hits tonight, 2 singles, a double, an RBI, 3 runs scored. He was hit by a pitch in the 4th inning. That was 2-0. Swing and a foul off by Bauman, then I'll get into the parking lot. Lead out at second for McAfee. The 2-1 is popped up on the infield, but it's going to be a tough play. It'll go into shallow left center field. Given chase is Grable, but he bobbles it and it rolls away. Now the throw to second is going to get away, but a run comes in to score for Sabatha. McAfee comes around as that ball was just hit into no man's land. Grable, the shortstop, did a great job of just trying to get to that ball. He tried to catch it over his shoulder and couldn't quite get there. That might be the end of the road for Kobe Davis. Here comes Jeff Spiker out of the dugout. And that'll be it. A pitching change for Doniphan County. We'll take the break. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Get the family favorite, the June special, at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get a large one-topping pizza and medium breadsticks for $19.99. Then satisfy your sweet tooth with fresh baked cookies, moist muffins, or a dessert pizza. The Pizza Bakery also has wraps, salads, and sandwiches. The Pizza Bakery is open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Call for carryout 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery thanks you for your local support.
Pitching change, just a direct switch. Charlie Grable now in on the mound. Kobe Davis moves to short, and he will face Darren Funk of Sabatha. The Raptors now lead 13-9. And with two outs, there'll be a runner at second base in the form of Marcus Bauman, who just singled in a run. First pitch to Funk is a foul off to the left side. Funk has singled in a run. He has scored twice. Has a couple of ground outs. Another swing and a foul off. Quickly 0-2 on Funk. Charlie Grable on for the fourth time. He has thrown 10 innings this year, a 4.9 earned run average. There's a swing and a miss by Funk, and three pitches gets Grable out of the bottom of the sixth. But Sabatha plays one. We'll head to the seventh inning. Doniphan County has three outs to work with, trailing 13-9 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS. We offer our physical therapy services at our Horton location. It's exciting for me to be in Horton, where I grew up, to help provide personalized treatment for you. We can help with post-surgical rehab or if you've been injured. Let us help you get back to normal. Our goal is to meet your goals. See us at STARS in Horton, 201 West 8, open weekdays with regular hours, or in Hiawatha inside the hospital, online at starsrehab.net and on Facebook.
Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Going to the seventh inning, 13-9 our score. Marcus Bauman is the new pitcher for Sabatha. I'll look to get the final three outs to end this one. Bauman is making his seventh appearance. He made four starts this year. He is 4-1. He does have one save. He's thrown 17 in the third innings with a 3.23 earned run average. 13 strikeouts with 10 walks. 8 earned runs in those 17 in the third inning. He will face 9-1-2 of the Doniphan County lineup. So it's not going to be easy. He'll face Weber, then Grable, and Spiker. He's got four runs to work with, looking to finish off this victory for what has been a wild, long game for both of these sides. So here's Griffin Weber batting for the fourth time today. He has been on base all three times. He has a RBI triple, an RBI infield single, two runs scored, and he reached on a walk, on an error in the fifth inning and scored a run. First pitch from Bauman is a fastball inside. Fastball low and away to Weber. If you're Bauman, you have got to get Griffin Weber to start this inning. Now the 2-0. Fastball outside. 3-0 with the leadoff hitter Grable awaiting on deck. And the 3-0. Pass ball down the middle for a strike. In the 3-1. Pass ball again at the knees for a strike. They're going to move the count full. So from 3-0 to now 3-2. The payoff pitch from Bauman. Pass ball low and outside. Ball 4. Weber has had a good day. He's on base now for the fourth time. But back to the top of the order, here's Charlie Grable. High fastball away. Grable has had a pretty good day as well. Walked twice, two RBIs, two runs scored. Weber is definitely a threat to run. Not going, and there's a breaking ball in for a strike. First curveball we've seen from Marcus Bauman. It was a good one. Another breaking ball is going to hit the plate and bounce all the way to the backstop. That will easily allow Weber to take second base. That takes away the potential of a double play ball. Now the 2-1. Bouncing ball hit to the right side. It'll be fielded by the second baseman, Argerbright. He'll underhand shovel it to first, and there's one away. A one out. Now here's Trent Spiker. He's been hit by a pitch today and walked. He's also grounded out and struck out. This will be the first time he faces Marcus Bauman. First pitch breaking ball is low and away. DC, 9 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. It's about the 13 runs. 9 hits, 3 errors. There's a curveball. Just misses off the inside edge. Doesn't miss by much, but does miss on the inside. And it's 2-0 on Spiker. A fastball spiked in. It's 3-0 with Cale Hamilton awaiting on deck. In the 3-0. Fastball down the middle for a strike. In the 3-1. Breaking ball popped into center field fairly deep, giving chase the center fielder. He'll make the grab for out number 2. Weber will score, and that'll make it 13-10. But more importantly, that's the second out of the inning, and now Doniphan County down to their final out. Well, it is an RBI for Spiker. It'll be up to Cale Hamilton to extend this ball game. First pitch to Hamilton is a fastball on the outside edge for strike 1. Hamilton has a triple, a single, three RBIs and a run scored. And the pitch from Bauman. Inside. Breaking ball in for a strike, and Donovan County down to their final strike. But 1-2 count. And the two-strike pitch. Breaking ball is fouled off by Hamilton. Count remains 1-2. Now a bouncing ball to the left side. This again will be foul. It remains 1-2 on Hamilton. And the two-strike pitch. Another foul off by Hamilton. He even turned around and made sure to tell the home plate umpire that he did get a piece of it. He barely got a piece of it. He stays alive. He's seen three straight breakers. Here's the 1-2. The fastball down the middle, called strike three. That'll end it. Sabatha wins it 13-10. The long game is over with the Raptors. Hold on to win it. And that'll be it. So final score again, Sabatha 13, Donovan County 10. We'll take a post-game timeout and come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, or chicken nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Final score, 13-10. Sabatha wins it over Donovan County. Johnny came back with you. Kirk Kilman, our man, taking care of us back at the studios. Let's go right through the numbers. A lot to get number-wise in this game from both sides. We'll start with Donovan County. They dropped to 9-9 overall on the season. Charlie Grable was on base three times. He had two walks and two RBIs, two runs scored. Tripp Spiker was on base twice and had one RBI. Cale Hamilton had two hits, three RBIs and a run scored. Brock Studer was on base twice and scored a run. Gavin Fumler reached base safely three times and scored twice. Connor Hayes had two walks and scored a run, and Griffin Weber had a good day. He was on base all four times. He came to the plate and scored three runs and also added two RBI. So again, D.C. moves to 9-9 on the year. But meanwhile, they are 19-4 on the season. A huge day for Marcus Bauman. He had four hits, an RBI, two RBIs. He scored three runs and was on base five times total. Darren Funk had two runs scored and was on base twice. Braden Argerbright was on base all four times. He came to the plate. He walked three times, had an RBI single, and scored three times. Josh Sherman had two RBIs, two hits, and was on base four times and scored one run. Jonathan Renier walked and scored a run. Christian McAfee walked three times, scored twice, and had an RBI. Chase Fry walked once, had an RBI single, and scored a run. And Nathan Voos was on base once for Sabatha, who again is 19-4 on the year. One final thing to do is to pick our McDonald's player of the game, brought to you by the McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Well, the easiest decision tonight, Marcus Bauman, he is our player of the game. Four hits, three singles, two RBIs, on base four times, and scored three runs, and even closed things out on the mound for Sabatha to pick up their 19th victory of the season. So Marcus Bauman, he will be our player of the game. He'll get a coupon good for a free extra value meal at the Hiawatha or Seneca McDonald's. Well, thank our Legion Baseball sponsors one final time. Sailor Insurance of Sabatha and Hyman Crop and Insurance of Seneca. Highland Community College, KIMTS of Sabatha, C&K Service, your Bridgestone Fire, your independent tire dealer in Sabatha, C&K helping you get there safely. Kirkwood & Company in Highland, Moreland James Bank in Sabatha, Garrett Country Mart in Sabatha, Two Timbers in Highland, and Ryan Meininger and the team at State Farm in Hiawatha. All of our Legion baseball sponsors here for 2021. Check out MSDSports.net. We'll have recaps of all the games tonight and tomorrow. Also, complete scores and updated league standings for the Northeast Kansas week up at MSDSports.net tomorrow as well. That's going to do it. We still have one game to play here tonight. We'll have another broadcast tomorrow night, hopefully in Wathena and Doniphan County. But we'll still, for Kirk Kilman taking care of us back in the studios, I'm Johnny Kane saying so long here from Somerset Park in Sabatha. Sabatha wins at 13-10 here on 103.9 KZA.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of American Legion Baseball on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.